This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good Day intro tune, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, good_good. We're good. Jennifer's good. Kenny's good. Richie, when he's here, is good. Once in a while, he's off the reservation. Roberta is good when she's here. If you have ever wondered what it would be like to be married to somebody who had Ebola, perhaps today is the day to consider that reality as the doctor,
Ebola.
Kent Bradley, is being released from Emory Hospital in Atlanta.
Yeah.
So he's married. Wife is kind of cute. So what's
are people going to be freaked out that the guy that had Ebola is walking around town?
Yeah, maybe. I was just thinking about the conjugal relations between between him and his wife.
Well, I'm sure they won't let him, you know, bump chicka bump bump until it's safe. But
well,
what is the what
when is
okay?
It safe?
I don't know, and I'm sure it's got to be safe if he's walking around.
Uh-huh.
Has to be, right? I mean, because what if this guy, like, let's just say he chokes on a chicken bone or a car hits him, and you have to perform like mouth to mouth on him?
Who's going to be the first person in line for that?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a dicey proposition here, it would seem to me. And, you know, how they handle it. It'd be interesting to see how maturely he and his wife handle it. Maybe they'll say, this is what I'd say, it's none your business. None ya. That would be Jennifer's line. It's none your business how we do this. But there may be an interesting or important lesson in it anyway, and that's really kind of where it goes. As far as what's going on over there, the situation is worse every day. There are more and more people who have been, for example, yesterday, I think it was, riot police and soldiers had to seal off this area, which is basically a slum where the Ebola started. 1,350 people who lived in that slum of the 50,000 people who live there are dead because of it. A couple thousand more infected. They just, their lifestyle is such they don't understand what's going on. They really don't because they have no education. They really, I remember walking around. It was one of the most bizarre days of my life. I was at Mother Teresa's hospital and compound in Addis Ababa, however many years ago it was that I went there. It was in the 90s. And seeing these people, something I will never forget, going into the hospital where the people were dying of malaria and AIDS and that sort of thing, and even wondering whether I ought to go in there or not, but seeing those people who are just in beds waiting to die, and then walking outside, the immediate left-hand turn when you get out of the hospital itself, there was a line 400 or 500 deep of people who stood in line. I remember looking into the eyes of a man who had the sweetest face. He just looked at me. And I don't know what he was telling me. It was sweet and innocent. These people stand in line all day and all night. This is how they live their lives. They have a big pot over a flame, a big fire, and in it they put porridge, basically maize and other grains that they make into a mash. It's like porridge. And they just keep making it. There are shifts of people that come in, put water and grains to make the porridge. People stand in line all day to get a mouthful of porridge, and they go to the back of the line. And they do this. This is all they do in their life. They go from one end of the line to the other in order to get feed to go and stand in line again, in order to get sustenance. They're unbelievably thin. This is their only means of sustenance. Can you imagine living your life like that? There are attempts. The Catholics and other religious organizations have set up some schools in some of these areas.
There's just so much corruption by their own government.
Ah, it's horrible. Those are the people that should be shot. Send those bastards from Iraq over to take care of those people, because that's why they are the way they are. Jennifer, you're right. That's why they are the way they are.
I mean, they want to keep those people down. Sadly.
Yep. Yes. There's a story, a report today that some sailors in the Navy, I guess there wouldn't be sailors in the Army, so that's redundant, right? I could just say sailors and everybody would know they're from the Navy?
Yes.
Are being booted, are being thrown out of the service because they were in a cheating scandal. A cheating, remember the nuclear power training site fiasco of a month or so ago? And the investigation, we're going to investigate this. Apparently, there were a number of people being paid for being on duty, among other things, and going through various training procedures, and they weren't there at all, or if they were, they were asleep.
Hmm.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So 34 of them have been asked to leave. So how do they handle this? Should they be sent home, no pay, no retirement benefits, nothing? Or should they be sent home, reprimanded, and said, okay, you're out, but you still get your benefits?
Well, let's talk about let's talk about the private sector.
And what would they do.
What would happen if I just totally screwed up my job?
Get nothing.
I would just get fired.
Matter of fact, I've been thinking about that lately with you, Jennifer. Anyway.
All right, fine, Dougie, fair enough. What am I going to get? Am I going to get a severance? Nothing. No,
nothing.
I'm going to go
thrown out on
and
your
sit
butt.
On my rear end.
Yes. So there it is. Well, you go find another job, maybe. Although
well,
we don't
do
that.
That's what I would do, but you know.
You would. Okay, so speaking of that, you want to know what the latest stats are?
I work for ManCow and Bill Bennett, see what you think about that.
Nice. All right. She knows how to hurt a guy, doesn't she? All right, so here's a shocker for you. 109, speaking of sitting at home doing nothing, 109,631,042 people as of the first of the month are on some sort of welfare. That many Americans live in households that receive some kind of federally funded, means-tested program benefit. So is that welfare? According to the data from the Census Bureau, they haven't reported the numbers for quite a while. I mean, I don't remember seeing. We speculate on how much at one point in time the number was up to, what, 40? Somebody said 40-some-odd percent. Some politician was running for office.
Incredible.
Yeah. There are 309,467 and change because there's a new person born every, 24 seconds or something. I don't know. 309 million people live in the country, and of that 109 million, are on some kind of federally funded benefit.
So what kind of stuff is that? Because who are these people? Let's think about it. There's food stamps, right?
Yeah, right.
Unemployment.
Yeah.
What else?
Farm benefits. There have been a lot of people who've gotten
some welfare. Okay, so is it fair to say you're on public assistance?
No, it isn't because I'm not, but it could be.
Okay.
There are a lot of farmers who are. A lot of farmers need it because of government policy. See, I would defend... This is, and maybe this is something that we could do if you dig around in it. Maybe you find out the facts. Maybe we wouldn't be so critical. I'm not suggesting that's the case at all. But I'm just wondering if we apply the same thing to what you said earlier, Jennifer, about how badly the news media reports on most anything and everything, is this misappropriate as well? Do politicians use this information? I'm asking the question.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that I'm going to give you an answer,
that
you expect, because I don't like these programs in general. I think farmers ought to be able to just go out and sell their products for whatever they can get on the open market.
Right.
I mean, the ridiculous thing, the reason I started selling raw milk on my dairy farm is because the government interferes in what I get paid if my milk goes into the pool. Now, everybody gets the same, even though the quality of milk is different. So I was tired of getting what amounted to $2 and something a gallon for what is sold in the stores for $5 a gallon, and then being able to sell raw milk for twice that and at least pay to try to keep the farm in operation. And farmers are, especially dairy farmers, more so than those who are involved in beans and corn and grains and that sort of thing. Maybe you disagree with me. If you're in that situation, you're welcome to at 888-302-3684. What did you start to say, Jen?
So let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Is that number so high because of Obamacare, because of affordable care? Because we could say that people using the Affordable Care Act are on public assistance if they're getting subsidies, right?
I believe that this number is exclusive of that, but I can't tell you that for sure.
Then the numbers even higher because how many people are on the healthcare system now that are getting subsidies? I mean, that's the whole reason to do it.
Yeah, right. It's a subsidized governmental program.
And what does all this mean? The scary part for me about all of this is the more money you take from the government, the more you let them control your lives.
Right. You're dependent on them and you become part of the
system. And that's what they want. They want, they create addictions. As human beings, as people, we are addictive personalities, whether it's sugar, alcohol, drugs, nicotine. Our bodies get used to certain things. And it just as much, you get used to having this money. You get used to being taken care of. You get used to having these things laid out for you. Yeah. It's not like it used to be where people would be kind of embarrassed to go on public assistance and they would do it for as short a time as possible. They would, use it when they really needed it. Now it's almost like a mentality, if the government's giving it for free, why pay for it? Yeah. Get it for free.
Yeah.
Come on.
Free, everything's free. Hey, speaking of that, how about some free coffee? As long as we're giving things away free. This is not a government program, however.
Are you subsidizing my buzz box?
No, I'm not. I might. There's a subsidy in that the company itself is giving away the first bag of BuzzBox coffee free so that you will smell the aroma, so that you will taste the difference. Michael,
they're
48,
getting us
is at the controls.
Man.
Yeah, well, maybe that's it. That's it. You're getting addicted to good coffee. If you're going to be a coffee drinker, by definition, you're addicted to the stuff. What does that translate to for you? BuzzBox coffee is delicious. So you can make a difference a cup at a time. You can try your free pound of BuzzBox coffee by calling 866-456-7805. Or you can go to DougStefan.com, click on the big orange BuzzBox, and help change the face of what I'm doing on my dairy farm. You can help that way. Or you can just help yourself. Maybe you don't care about the dairy farm, and that's understandable. But you do care about what you're drinking, don't you? Don't you want the best quality? This is really quality stuff. Not the kind of garbage that you drink at these stores that are using coffee from places that you wouldn't. I mean, the acid, that's why they flavor all the coffees with these various mocha this and frisky that, whatever it is. I'm looking at some of the responses from people who have sent along letters letting me know how good this program is. Start it free. The best coffee, Jennifer loves it as well, is BuzzBox, the official coffee of the Doug Stefan Good Day program. First bag free. Get it by calling 866-456-7805 or going to DougStefan.com. Look for the BuzzBox.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Tango 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Lovely looks, lowest prices. It's Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Save big now for back to school on a new pair of junior's boots. Get the lowest prices of the season on guys Levi's 511s, $39.99. And fun playwear for the little ones, $6.99 each. Get the lowest prices of the season on plush towels, just $3.99 each. And select kitchen electrics are only $17.99. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Don't miss Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Going on now. Find your yes. Kohl's.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Ah, just getting in, huh?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Woo!
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No.
No.
And No-No.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
Ah, it's time for our one-hit wonder contest every day at this time. We play a song by an artist that only had one hit. And that would be the circumstances, Steady and Doug, circumstances with just the two of us. Tell us the name of this artist by dialing 888-302-3684. That's 888-302-DOUG, in case you figure that out. We're going to give the winner a one-hit wonder CD.
We can make it if we try.
Will Smith used this song, remember?
Yeah. It was credited to this guy who is from Buffalo, New York, as a matter of fact. Bill Withers actually did the vocal on this song in 1981, but you can call us now at 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this one-hit wonder artist. Did Bill Withers do this? I'm confused.
That's usual.
Thank you.
That's him singing. Well, not right now. There, that's him singing.
So did Doug just ruin the contest?
No. Because the artist who's credited with the song is the saxophonist.
Gotcha.
That's right. It was never really presented as a Bill Withers song. That's right, too. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So, this guy is a saxophonist, as Kenny has said. Learned how to play when he was 8.
Did very well.
As a teenager, he was drafted into the Army. After leaving, became a freelance musician in New York. This song, by the way, just to do it, has got a Grammy Award, 1982, for Best R&B Song of the Year, Best Jazz Fusion Performance. Sadly, this guy had a major heart attack when he was 56. He was actually waiting to appear on a network TV show. The radio smooth jazz movement has come a lot, wrapped around songs that sounded like this, come up a lot, come around a lot. The songs, a lot of the songs that sound like this on the jazz stations. I like jazz. I like the old jazz, though, not the newer jazz. At any rate, let's see who has got this figured out. 888-302-3684, our one-hit wonder song of the day. We're going to start with James, who's in Hagerstown, Maryland. Hi, James. Welcome to Good Day, sir.
Yeah, how you doing?
Well, and you?
All right.
That's good. So who do you think it is that's singing? Scratch singing. Who is this song attributed to? Because I identified the singer already.
I'm not even sure. I thought it was Bill Withers.
Yeah, well, Bill is singing the song, but he doesn't get credit for the song because it wasn't his. He's singing the lyrics, but the vocal part wasn't what made this a Grammy winner. It was the saxophone. So we're looking for the fellow who's playing the sax. All right, thanks for the call, sir. Connie's in Ohio. Hi, Connie.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Real good.
That's good. So who is it that's responsible for playing the trombone on this? Saxophone.
George Washington Carver.
George Washington Carver. No, not close enough. You're warm. Calvert is in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Hi.
Hey.
What's happening?
Tough one today.
Same old stuff.
Really? Different day, though, right?
Yeah.
That's it. All right. All right, so you're going to win a prize if you have the right name of the performer. Who is it?
Grover Washington, Jr.
Grover Washington, Jr., and you say it with such authority. How did you know?
Well, I'm an oldies fan.
Oldies, a moldy, oldie, goody goldie from his Rusty Rack of Ringer Records, Jennifer.
Cool.
So he's going to get one of these one-hit wonder CDs. Good job. Grover Washington, Jr., credited with Just the Two of Us.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, I've been working with animals for over 30 years as a behaviorist and a trainer. And one of the most common questions I get asked is, Warren, what's the most important thing that we can do to make sure that our pet turns into the pet we've always wanted? And we hear about training. And yes, training is very, very important. Teaching your dog the basic commands, heel, sit, stay, down, and come, are critical so you have a positive way to communicate with your dog. But even the best trained dog, if not socialized, is not going to enjoy life to the fullest. That's why when people say, Warren, what is the most important thing I can do as a new pet guardian? The most important thing you can do is spend the time socializing your pet. Have friends come over. Have them come over with children. Let the dog or the cat meet new people. Nothing devastates me more than walking into a home and watching the dog or cat run away because they're afraid. Spend the time socializing your pet. After all, think about this. Your dog, your cat is not just a family pet, but part of the family. I'm Warren Eckstein.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's the mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
I just got like 110% price match guarantee on all the things I buy the most. So cool. I got a muffler that is. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got 110% price match guarantee on all the things she buys the most. She must tell her friends on social media.
Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Find a lower price on a new identical item. Show us the lower price at checkout and we'll match it and discount it by 10% of the difference. N97, see store or staples.com for details.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Stephen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, bringing light to the world one bulb at a time. Some of them have more wattage than others, as we see in here. One of the people of the day today is Monet Davis. We're talking about her, the young lady, 12 years old, who seemed to be the pitching star at the World Series yesterday in Williamsport. I was reminded of a young lady named Victoria Roach, who On this date in 1984, this girl was the first person, first young woman to compete in the Little League World Series. She was an outfielder from Belgium, played in the event in Williamsport with her brother, whose name is Jeremy Roach, an outfielder. But she was the first girl. So look at how it's changed exactly 20 years from that date to this date. Here's this Monet Davis providing people with lots of things to talk about with regard to young women and sports. Good for her. The Good Day program focusing on a number of things. The situation in Ferguson, Missouri is something we want to run through. I want to give you a piece of information that we actually have put together at DougStephan.com. Matter of fact, there's a lot of material at DougStephan.com today that hopefully you will find useful. We like it when there is fun there. There's information that you can't find anyplace else. Just a collective montage of things that put together a lot of the, I like to think, the proper perspective on issues. One of the ALS Challenge. The story at DougStephan.com today, the Ice Bucket Challenge raised $8.5 million in just one day yesterday. Now, is that because yesterday at this time, I was out on the lawn in front of the pasture taking the ALS Challenge?
Oh, my God. Ooh. Nothing like waking up to a guy.
All right, so there's audio, the video of the day today at DougStephan.com. Kenny actually did a superb job.
Actually? He makes it sound like he never does anything right.
Well, no, that wasn't the implication. You can take it that way if you want. I didn't say that. There's a picture, a still that he captured of the milk just as it pours on me. And I don't even know what you did. I think it showed up in some venues, Kenny. Where did that picture actually show up?
Oh, I don't know. I sent it to you yesterday, and then I went to bed.
I think I saw it somewhere else. A freeze frame shot from
that video.
Yeah. We have the video, the entire video. I don't know that we need to. The audio, we could play the audio, I suppose, on the air now. But I think you got the gist of it from listening to what we just played here a minute ago. The Ice Bucket Challenge. You want to watch this from the beginning. Shows me as I'm walking out of the house. I have a microphone. I'm walking down the path to the area where the cows are the most curious things. They had gathered around the fence. When they first saw us out there, they came running from various parts of the pasture, and they just stood there and watched us. And I think we captured some of that. Isn't that some of it in the video? I'm going to click on it for just a second because I'm looking at it, and I don't have to have the audio, but just... if Meredith could get her finger off of the lens of the camera. There at the beginning. What do you mean, hey? She said, this is why we use professionals, right?
Why we should.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, Kenny, how many comments did you have on Meredith's laughing at the end?
Everybody loved her laughing.
Oh, yeah.
Really? They thought her laugh was cool? How about that? See, you become a star. Your laugh has become a star. That's it. Uh-huh. That's as far.
It's a cat.
Oh, my God.
All right. And that's Joe Dignan, who's my farm manager.
He did an excellent job, by the way, because there were a few times where you kind of disappeared off the mic, and he got that mic right back in your face again without getting it wet. So good for him.
He did, yeah. It wouldn't have worked well. It wouldn't have worked well. At any rate, so anyway, whether that video was responsible for raising $8.5 million yesterday in the challenge or not. We had Barbara Newhouse on the program yesterday, who runs the ALS Association, and I'm happy to be associated, frankly, with it because I think it's one of the few organizations that I have found recently that actually does what it says it's supposed to do, and that's actually raise money and make sure it goes to the donations are used for research, for development of treatments, and for trying to identify the treatments early on. So there you go. The discussion then goes on to, and I mention this frequently, what's going on the farm here and the continuing problems that I have. I accept the challenge. I accepted this challenge yesterday with a smile on my face. I want to use it in part to bring attention to what's going on farms, family farms around the country who are having a very tough time of it. I'm just looking at the video still playing here with me bringing the bucket and dumping it on top of me. And how I smell, by the way. Even though I took a shower right after that, I smell like milk all day long yesterday. All day long. I couldn't, you know, it's very, it's not, I don't know if pungent is the right word. But
yeah,
it's,
what does milk smell like exactly?
What'd you say, what?
What does milk smell like?
It's a better smell than other things associated with the cow. So says Meredith. Thank you very much.
That's true. Right. Which I'm sure you smell like occasionally as well.
Excuse me? Pardon me? Well, anyway, so the plight of the farmer and why it is that the government is as negative, the regulatory agency. Remember, I've talked about this regulatory agency, DMZ, the demilitarized zone that is being created. House Bill 4934. Stick with that. Make sure that you have called your congressman, told them that you don't want to have all these agencies. I came upon the business because one of the ag papers that I read had a big feature on the USDA looking for submachine guns. And so you dig around, you see all these various agencies trying to find the same thing. And so you get into the nitty-gritty of
why it is that we can't have raw milk if we want to have it. Some states outlaw it. A lot of people want to know why, including Ray, who's down in Louisiana. You can't. You can buy raw milk in Louisiana, or you can't, Ray?
No, you can't.
Can't buy in Louisiana. Why is that? Is
they, I called one of the, I don't know, it was a dairy, you know, people that distribute milk here in the state.
Yeah.
They said they can't certify the cows.
They can't certify the cows. They don't know. It's not they can't certify. They don't want to certify the cows.
Well, maybe cows, that's the case. But I can drink raw milk without it affecting, you know, the my... Anyway, store-bought milk really tears my guts up. I can drink raw milk with no problem.
It may in fact help your.
What's that? Yeah, I can't think.
You're lactose intolerant.
Yes, ma'am.
There you go.
Thank you, Jennifer.
No problem.
Well, you will not be lactose intolerant to raw milk. What you're intolerant of is what's produced by the big producers who laser microwave and cook the milk so that all the nutrition is out of it, all the value is out of it, all the flavor is out of it. Just have white water when they're done.
Yeah, and I mean, why can't they certify the cow?
Because they don't want
they
to. We're going around in a circle here, Ray.
They don't want to.
Because the public health officials are in league with the big producers. You realize there is one company that controls about 75% of the fluid milk supply in the whole country. The
Sweezer
family. No, well, I don't know whether
Gordon's or somebody.
The Sweezer family owns Dean Foods, and they own still using local names. It started in Texas. An interesting story, when George Bush was running for Texas governor, these people, the Sweezer family, raised about $450,000 for his campaign. And about 8 months after he became governor, coincidentally, it was just a coincidence, all of the fluid milk supply in Texas, the rule was changed so that one company could own as much as it wanted to of the fluid milk supply. So these people bought up all the producers. And then when George Bush became president, the Sweezer family raised about $4 million for his campaign.
Wow.
And just a coincidence, it was just coincidence, that about 8 or 10 months after that, the rule was changed so that the federal government would allow one company to buy as much of the milk supply as they wanted to. There are no regulations. Now you can own as much of the fluid milk supply as you want to. There's no, the antitrust people didn't look into it. This company now, this family owns 75% of the fluid milk supply. They want to put the small producers are difficult to deal with. They want to make every farm as gigantic as they can so the hauling costs are less, so that their cost of production are less, so that they can make more money. That's swell, except it doesn't speak to what the American tradition is about, what American health is about, what American food, the quality of American food is about. It doesn't speak to that. All it does is speak to corruption, campaigning, political hacksterism, and you eating junk or drinking junk as a remainder of that whole reality.
So if I want raw milk, I got to get my own Holstein.
Well, you can get a Jersey. They're better. Ray, thanks for the call. Roger's in Tucson. Hi, Roger. Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
Well, thank you. How about you?
I'm doing fine. On the way to work, we enjoy listening to you out here. You're the milk expert. I don't know that much about milk, but I do know that after your challenge yesterday, you sound perfectly well today, so it must not be that bad for you.
I drink raw milk. Is very good for you. I've been drinking raw milk all my life. That's why at my age, I'm as big and tough and strong as I am, because I've been drinking raw milk, I guess, among other things, exposed to the farm and immunity and the good system and all of that. I'm kidding a little, but not a lot. I've been around the farm all my life. I've been around cows all my life, and I've been drinking raw milk all my life. And I think that it is it's one of those things. It's like anything else. There are people who abuse it and will produce bad milk, like there are people who produce bad cars. There are people who produce bad records. There are people who produce bad products. That's the way it is. There are good ones and bad ones.
Well, evidently it's doing quite well for you because you're sounding excellent today.
And you know what? I was able, Michael didn't think that I could handle picking up the 5 gallons and dumping it on my head. And it was actually no problem at all.
Child's play. I know. Look at you.
Pick it up and dump it on it. Hi, Roger. Thank you. And make sure you support the ALS, the Icebreaker Challenge. It's a good thing. You can do that with people at work or whomever is in your friendship circle. Very worthwhile. Jennifer, speaking of things worthwhile, checks the television report in just a matter of moments with an eye on the Dodgers and how the people in L.A. are getting screwed. Stand by for that in just a second. 14 and a half for the hour on Good Day.
It's Guitar Center's Labor Day Preview Savings Event. Huge price drops and extra savings this weekend on hundreds of deals throughout the store. Like a limited edition Epiphone G400 guitar, now just $279. 3 sets of D'Addario electric guitar strings for only $9. Simmons electronic drum kits just $299. Or Vader 5B drum sticks for just $5 a pair. Plus, go to GuitarCenter.com to get your exclusive coupon for additional savings in every department. Guitar Center's Labor Day Preview Savings Event, now through Sunday.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on, with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic prefinished Gunstock Oak Hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood prefinished hardwood is on sale. Plus, get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday the 2nd. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
This report brought to you by Wells Fargo. Our nation's wounded veterans, men and women who have served our country, are accepting a new challenge in the form of a mountain. Soldiers to Summits, or S2S, and Wells Fargo are hosting an expedition to California's Mount Whitney to help wounded veterans overcome their emotional barriers while climbing a physical one. Wells Fargo is focused on transitioning veterans into civilian life and has committed $35 million through 2015 in support of veterans. S2S, a program of No Barriers USA, uses mountains as a metaphor and training ground to help veterans live a life of purpose. Executive Director, No Barriers USA, David Cherna.
During the Mission Mount Whitney journey, our soldiers are going to learn that what's within them is stronger than what's in their way. They're going to learn to tackle adversity in a new way, and they're going to bring that lesson about how to live their lives back to their civilian lifestyle so that they can achieve their dreams.
For more information, visit S2S2014.org.
Lovely looks, lowest prices. It's Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Save big now for back to school on a new pair of juniors boots. Get the lowest prices of the season on guys Levi's 511s, $39.99. And fun playwear for the little ones, $6.99 each. Get the lowest prices of the season on plush towels, just $3.99 each. And select kitchen electrics are only $17.99. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Don't miss Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Going on now. Find your yes. Kohl's.
All right, so Jennifer is here. Jen, I thought you'd get a kick out of this.
Yes.
Our friend Mr. Bailey, who is the programming guy at our affiliate KQEN in Roseburg, Oregon, said he's contemplating doing the ice bucket challenge, but he wants to use wine instead of ice water. And he wanted to know what kind of wine to use.
Tell him I love it. Well, ice wine, of course.
Ice wine.
It's true, ice wine. Like, you know, they have ice wine from Canada. That's what you need for the ice bucket challenge.
Ice wine, there you go.
Yeah, they might actually have some ice wine in Oregon.
Yep.
To check it out.
All right, Dodgers not available for public consumption, at least if you want to watch them on TV in L.A.
Going
what an outrage.
The beginning of the season, Time Warner Cable bought the rights to the Dodger games. They created a sports net similar to what the Yankees have in New York called NESN, which is New England Sports Network up in New England.
Uh-huh.
So same kind of deal. The only problem is Time Warner gives it to their customers and tax on $6 a month to your cable bill. But people on competing cable systems and satellite providers cannot get the same channel. They could, but they don't want to pay the $6 per subscriber. I can't blame them. It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So now Time Warner wants to sell and merge with Comcast. Those are the two largest cable television companies in the country. And this decision by Time Warner to raise the rates for competitors to air their baseball games has been just met with resistance. So SNL Kagan found that Time Warner Cable is asking for more than double what other regional sports networks charge. And this is causing them some problems when it comes to their merger with Comcast. It'll be interesting to see how that all plays out.
It's a $42 billion deal, and it fits. Say, wait a minute, not so fast, because of their arrogance when it comes to things like the Dodgers. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. All right, what else? Who's going to do what on TV?
Who's going where? Well, Tony Shalhoub has joined the cast of Nurse Jackie, a very popular show for Showtime. They announced that on Wednesday. He's going to play a recurring role of an ER doctor, Bernard Price. Showtime renewed Nurse Jackie in April and announced that Peter Facinelli, our friend Roberta's cousin, would be exiting the series prior to season 7. Showtime has given third season orders for Ray Donovan and Masters of Sex, so they'll be back. And Billy Crystal will lead the Robin Williams tribute at the Emmy Awards on Monday.
Keanu Reeves is going to star in a new TV show called Rain, an action series.
Kind of fun. They're all going to TV now.
Yeah, there's money there. It's 51 after and good day.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
After the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time now for Mr. Kreidler from the Money Pit.
The Money Pit.
Did you have a baritone, a tenor, an alto, and a soprano singing in that group?
It was one guy. They just sang it four times.
Really? The problem with that thing. Okay, all right. Anyway, he wanted to save some money. Tom Kreidler is here with Leslie Segretti. They host the weekend Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. The story at DougSteffen.com today about homes in Sicily on sale for €1, as long as you promise to renovate them and make them livable in the next couple of years. That sounds like a pretty interesting...
It's a deal.
You got to wonder how hard it is to get the work done, how expensive it might be to recreate or gentrify a community like this. What sort of problems would people run into if they were with the supplies? A lot of people with money are showing some interest in this.
I mean, like, my question, Doug, would be availability of materials, availability of labor, and what the average cost to renovate is, and then just kind of do the math. But it's not a bad idea. And of course, we need to know about the neighborhood. You know, what neighborhoods they're trying to renovate here, and are they decent? Are they savable? You know, is there shopping nearby? Are there schools nearby? All those sorts of questions.
Doesn't look like the answer is yes to either of those questions. This looks like a very rural, remote village on top of a beautiful mountain, and the homes are set into the side of the hill. That's what the picture. If you look at it at DougSteffen.com, would give you that indication. But still, an interesting idea.
it would look like.
Well, you probably wouldn't have to worry about any flooded basements.
No. All right, we're going to talk about what's happened in Detroit in a moment. Those of you, and it isn't just Detroit, but the unbelievable rain we had, what was it, last week? We had four inches of rain here in about 7-8 hours. And, yeah, there were floods everywhere. So what happens if you have that instant fast flood? We'll talk about that. Questions and answers of Tom Kreidler coming up here on Good Day.
News from KillerApps.tv. Over 78 million students are headed back to the classroom. Award-winning tech expert Andrea Smith takes a look at the latest tech for back to school. Andrea, what are some of the new tech trends for younger students?
Tablets created by SchoolZone. Little Scholar is a great tablet to prepare your child for pre-K through first grade. Preloaded on an Android tablet, 150-plus educational apps and more. Find it for under $170 for a limited time. And for wearables, the innovative multifunction VTech KittyZoom smartwatch comes in four colors and has a large, easy-to-use color touchscreen. It's packed with features like a camera, video recorder, and built-in games, plus access to VTech's Learning Lodge under $60.
What about for the high school or college students?
Check out a two-in-one device like the Intel-based Dell Inspiron 11-3000, which uses a 360-degree flip-and-fold design. Easy to go from a laptop to a tablet. With the Intel processor, you get power, 8 hours of battery life, and Windows 8.1. For parents and student drivers, get the Delphi Connect. It plugs easily into the car's diagnostic port. Parents can also know that their kids are making it to their destination safely, and they can also get updates about the vehicle's health and scheduled maintenance. And when you're shopping at Staples stores or online, check out their tech section and laptops with the Toshiba Satellite. It's a full Windows PC with Intel processor, everything today's student needs, from creating documents for schools to gaming, and it's under $400.
For more information, visit KillerApps.tv.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8989.
All right, if you're in a flooding zone, what steps do you take if you have water damage to your home?
Well, I mean, the first thing you need to do is get rid of everything that can't be saved, because, you know, if you have furniture, if you have carpeting, anything like that that got flood infested, you have to remember that generally it's not just the, you know, the pure natural rainwater that got into that stuff. It's everything that was in that water, all the runoff from surrounding properties. It could be oil in that water, pesticides, and so on. So you got to get rid of all of that stuff first and as quickly as you can, because the longer you leave it in place, the more likely it's going to grow mold and potentially contaminate the entire house. So you want to get rid of that stuff first. And anything that doesn't absorb water, you can clean. But when you clean the stuff, you need to use a product that is going to kill that mold, because sometimes people wipe off the water, or they wipe off the, like, sort of the mold surface or the algae surface, but it stays behind. The roots sort of stay behind and don't come back up.
What's the product you would recommend?
Concrobium is a good product. It's actually more effective than bleach, because even if you put it on something like drywall, it will get right to the core of the root of the mold and kill it, and then stays there and stops it from regrowing. So you can pre-treat framing and things like that with concrobium if you're building below grade, but if you have mold damage and you're trying to dry things out, then you can spray it with concrobium and it'll kill it.
Time.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.